Mark chapter 6, verses 53 to 56. The way of salvation. The way of salvation. But there's so much here, I want to come back to this passage again. So it's the way of salvation, part 1. Mark 6, verse 53 to 56. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. Mark 6, 53 to 56. Do you think that's a make-weight, you know, just a bit of padding at the end of the chapter? No, there's no padding in Scripture, my friend. This is not a make-weight. This is a miracle. No, it's a stream of miracles, countless miracles here. Jesus healing the sick and curing them. And it's all an illustration of the gospel. Let's be clear, it's a genuine miracle. People are healed. Okay. But it illustrates the power, the authority, the compassion, the love of Christ, and the way sinners are saved from their sins. It's not just curing blindness or deafness or paralysis. It's real salvation is being illustrated here. Now, part one of this discourse. Do you notice the word recognize in verse 54 here? They recognized Jesus, epigenosko, that's the Greek. What do you mean? They deeply recognized, they fully perceived, they understood, they got it, they knew, they felt, they were persuaded that Jesus could do it. And you see what the effect was. They brought their sick out and all the rest of it. So they recognized Jesus. Do you want to know the way of salvation? Recognize Jesus. There is salvation in no other, Acts 4:12. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But he does come, if he does come by me. John 14:6. But there's another recognition here. We're not told what it is, but it's so obvious. What did the blind man recognize? What did the deaf man recognize? What did the dumb man know? What did the paralytic feel? No, there's no guesswork, is it? The blind man knew he was blind. The deaf man knew he couldn't hear. The lame man knew he couldn't walk. They recognized their condition, and they recognized it was hopeless. Many of them in like it for a lifetime. And they couldn't cure themselves, and the doctors couldn't cure them. There was no other cure. But they knew, they recognized that Jesus could. Can you see the two recognitions? You have to recognize that you are a sinner. What does that mean? You're under the wrath of God. You're dead in sins. You need to be regenerated. You need to be born again. You need to repent and turn from yourself and your own ways of salvation and look to Christ and be saved by him alone. And you had to recognize that he is able, he is willing. Doubt no more. You have to come to him, trusting him, knowing, persuaded that he is the Savior. Not creeds, not church, not pastors, not priests, not men, not doctrine, not confessions, not ordinances, not baptism, not the Lord's Supper, popes, ministers, none of that, none of that, no. Christ and Christ alone. John 3, John 12, John 8, if I be lifted up. Christ must be lifted up. And that's what I'm trying to do here. This is what this passage is about. This is what Mark is doing. He's saying, look, they recognize their state. They recognize the Savior. Do you recognize your state, my friend? Now, I'm afraid the answer to that is, if you're an unbeliever, no. And I'm afraid many evangelicals are failing to preach the condition of man properly. I've just written a book not long ago, A Case of Mistaken Identity, dealing with this. The idea that sinners are looking for a new identity in the self of self-esteem. Not at all. They need to be right in the sight of God, for they are ruined. Will you recognize that? You must be born again. And we need to know that Christ and Christ alone can save sinners. You need to be converted, and only Christ can save you. And as a preacher, I must lift up Christ and Christ alone. Satan has blinded the minds of the unbeliever. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 to 6. Read it and see, my friend. That's you. If you're outside of Christ, you are blinded by Satan. 2 Timothy chapter 2, at the end of the chapter, you'll read it for yourself. He's pulling the strings and he's calling the shots for you. Break free of it. Recognize your need. Recognize Christ and come to him. It's Christ only. That's what I see here. John Bowring wrote this hymn. How sweetly flowed the gospel sounds from lips of gentleness and grace. When listening, thousands gathered round, and joy and reverence filled the place. From heaven he came, of heaven he spoke, to heaven he led his followers' way. Dark clouds of gloomy night he broke, unveiling an immortal day. Come, wanderers, to my Father's home, I hope you will come. Come, all you weary ones, and rest. Yes, gracious Saviour, we will come. Do I hear you say that, my friend? Oh, that I could. Obey thee, love thee, and be blessed. Oh, yes, gracious Saviour, we will come. Obey thee, love thee, and be blessed. I would have more than that. Obey thee, love thee, and be blessed, yes. But trust the Saviour, my friend. That's above all, rely upon the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone and be saved. That's what this passage is about. Recognize your need and recognize the Saviour and flee to him now and be saved.